Hot 91, Nugget and Al, it's the Sunshine Coast's best music. Well, what a huge day today. Of course, tonight, I think it's Channel 10 and Wynn will be showing the full version of the interview with Harry and Meghan and Oprah.
Yeah, it's going to be big, Al. There's claims of a lot of explosive bombshells and, you know, really hitting out at the royal family for what, you know, Meghan and Harry reckon was shabby treatment on the part of the firm, as they call it. And that's all well and good. We're very pleased for Oprah. She's got a little interview on TV tonight. And, you know, we don't want to make the point that we're kind of a big deal, but, Albie, we've got a bit of a coup because we actually got Harry and Meghan first, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
We did a little bit of digging. We got a hold of them and they join us now. Harry and Meghan, welcome to the show. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.
So obviously the world's going to view you guys differently once the Oprah special airs tonight. Would you say you guys are currently leading a normal life in Los Angeles? For example, I don't know, what did you guys do last night?
Just a standard, typical night for us.
It's a cozy night. What were we doing? Just roasting chicken and having
trying to roast a chicken.
Ooh, I love roast chicken. I just got an air fryer and I love it. How did the chicken turn out?
Just an amazing surprise. It was so sweet and natural. And
you mentioned before that you dropped some of the chicken on the floor and it went under the oven. How did Harry get it out?
He got on one knee.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. You don't want to hurt your back.
Now, there have been a lot of stories in the last week or so about Meghan being a bully. Harry, as a member of the royal family, I imagine you've had a lot of experience with bullying the staff. How long did it take you to teach Meghan?
It was, I think, about 3, maybe 4 weeks later that I managed to persuade her to come and join me.
And she got so good at it, now she gives you tips on how to belittle the people that work for you.
Now it's really nice because I can go to her for advice and bend her ear over all the experience that she's had over the years.
Oh, that's nice. Now, Meghan, over to you. Some of the reports have said that when you get upset with a staff member, your tantrums have been described as a whirlwind of rage. Is that a fair description?
I don't think that I would call it a whirlwind.
Harry, there's also been some pretty wild rumours about you possibly being a little bit, familiar with some of your employees. How do you explain that?
You've got to have fun in life, otherwise, imagine life without fun.
That's true, but have you been grabbing the staff when they don't expect it?
Everyone needs a hug every now and then, and it so happens that I've been told over and over again that I'm very good with hugs.
But even when you were interviewing prospective staff members, Harry, what were the strict instructions you were given?
You've got to shake hands.
But then, Harry, what would happen in the interview?
I would choose hugging over shaking hands most of the time.
Yeah, I mean, HR rules be damned, hey?
Now, Meghan, we meant to congratulate you on the news that you're expecting your second child, so congratulations.
Yeah, well done.
Was this set up as part of an ongoing campaign to help you with your public image?
Yes, it was definitely a setup.
And Harry, is it true that you also believe that you are pregnant as well?
I've got a kid inside of me. I want to keep that.
I don't think that's how it works, champ.
No.
How did Meghan react to you coming home wearing a fake pregnancy belly?
It was a really nice moment. It was just the two of us, and I think I managed to catch her by surprise as well.
Harry, mate, did you give her any indication this was how you were going to behave for the second pregnancy?
I tried to warn you as much as possible, but I think both of us were totally surprised by the reaction.
Did you even talk to Meghan about it first?
I think you can have as many conversations as you want and try and prepare as much as possible, but we were totally unprepared for what happened after that.
Oh, so Meghan, did you even know what to think?
I think I can very safely say, as naive as it sounds now, having gone through this, I did not have any understanding of just what it would be like.
Now finally, you two, you'd moved to LA, you've abandoned his entire family and everything you know for this new life, and you've taken up a new pursuit, doubles ping pong. How's that going?
We're a fantastic team, we know we are.
Oh, but many commentators are writing, Meghan, that your backhand is crap and is holding the team back. Is that fair?
We were just hit so hard at the beginning with a lot of mistruths that I made the choice to not read anything.
Yeah, but I've also heard that your serves are fantastic. So I must be ashamed that so much attention is being paid to your crap backhand.
Of course, it's disheartening. You know, it's a shame that is the climate in this world, to focus that much on that. We've just focused on who we are as a couple.
Well, you know what? That's great. Harry, Meghan, good luck with the bullying, the baby and the ping pong. And thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.